This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. This is the first week in which Georgians can go online to compare and buy health care insurance policies under the Affordable Care Act, often called Obamacare. The biggest of the five companies offering coverage in the state is Blue Cross Blue Shield of Georgia. Morgan Kendrick is the company's president. In part one of our conversation, he answered questions about how the online marketplaces called exchanges are working so far. In part two, our focus shifted to what kinds of deals and costs consumers can expect. Let's talk about premiums for a moment. HHS, Health and Human Services, the federal Health and Human Services Department, says the premiums on the exchanges actually, at least they project, will turn out to be even lower than expected because of the competition. On Georgia's exchange, for example, I mean, the Atlanta region has 68 plans available, at least by our count. How much of your rates are decided by those competitive factors?
The fact that there is competitors, multiple competitors, really, quite honestly, is not a factor in how we've priced our rates. We've got the law that talks about geographic rating, age. We all filed rates based on our starting point, our interpretation of the law. We've taken the appropriate measures, whether they be conservative or aggressive. Each person would make those independent decisions and price their products as such. So the fact that competitors would be lower than me or materially higher than me is not going to change my position on how we've priced our business.
But if more people than expected sign up, which is a possibility anyway, would your rates go down even more?
The fact that we would have more is not going to necessarily drive a cost down specifically. Again, it's you can have a lot of it. That's one of the things about insurance business. I mean, the more you have, the lower the price isn't always the case.
If you have a bigger pool and the risk is diminished across that line, wouldn't your rates go down?
Yes, correct. If you have a bigger pool and the risk is diminished, correct. Mm-hmm.
That bigger pool might presumably come from younger, healthy people.
Could.
If they buy in.
Correct.
Have we seen any signs yet as to whether those folks are buying in or whether they're just deciding to skip the whole thing and pay the fine?
You know, that's going to be an interesting dynamic. We've talked about it before. It's been mentioned in the press that the younger age groups, average age group plans, as well as individuals, are going to see a higher increase in those that are of an older age. And so
it basically says the invincibles who sign up are probably going to pay more than they would, say, under an employer's plan, correct?
Correct. Yes.
In effect, helping bring the costs down for older folks.
For the whole. That is correct. That's the premise.
A Kaiser News Health report found that Georgia has the widest swing in premiums between the regions, and the state's divided into 12 geographic regions, and each one has its own price. Why is that? Why do we have such a big swing?
I think healthcare is certainly very local. That's one thing that we know as a local organization operating in every county in the state. And the various rating regions today have disparity in what their rates look like. So certainly cost in certain parts of the market are very different than cost in other parts of the state. So if you look at Atlanta as a whole versus, you know, there's been certainly comments around Southwest Georgia where we are the only player in that. I think it's geographic zone 15, 1 in 15 in those markets where costs are higher. The idea is, you know, it's not simply exclusively driven by the fact that you've got, you know, less provider competition, but it's also around the acuity of the illness of the individuals in those markets.
Yeah, a $200 plan in Atlanta might cost someone – the same plan might cost someone in Georgia, Southwest Georgia, about $400. And as you mentioned, you're the only player in that region.
Right.
But you said earlier, look, competition is hardly the only factor here. So how can that be?
We're pricing our plans based on the provider cost in the community where the services are going to be delivered. It's not that, you know, I'm pricing a product that's two times more and then the Blues are going to make significantly more money on it. Again, going back to the fact that we're regulated to an 80% loss ratio, that would not serve me well at all. You would turn the market off. They wouldn't buy your products and then you would return it in the form of rebates if indeed you've overpriced.
So if another player decided to get into that market, would your rates go down?
Right now, the rates that we price in that market would not change.
You've been in the business a long time. How long do you think it will be before we know whether this grand experiment is working?
You know, I think – I don't know that we're going to even – we're going to know this very early, even in 14. I think this is going to be a while. This is a long process. I mean, there has not been a this amount of change in our business, and certainly I've been in it, and I think since there has been a healthcare business. I think it's – we will start seeing more clarity into this to see how the experiment's actually working. In you know, 16, we'll be getting glimpses of it, in my opinion.
Morgan Kendrick is the president of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Georgia. Thanks so much for giving us this much time. We really appreciate it, and we'll be checking back with you.
Thanks, Dennis.